Well, we're glad to welcome in here on the show today. It is Qantas on the air day. We've got, Miss America. It's not every day you get to say that. Mallory Hagan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're so glad to have you in. Glad you stopped by. I know it's a busy day for you.
It is a busy day, but I'm glad to be here. It's a good way to start the day, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, tell us kind of, since you got the crown, sort of what's life been like for you? I know it's been probably a hectic.
It's been totally normal.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I get up. No, I'm kidding. It's been great. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but it's been a lot of fun. It's everything I expected it to be. I've gotten to travel all over. I've been to Hawaii twice in the past 4 months, so that's not too shabby.
No.
It's been great. It's been an opportunity to promote my platform and to be a national ambassador for CMN and to meet some incredible people and do some really cool things.
And tell us kind of when you left Opelika, graduated what, in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm. Graduated in 07.
And boom, off to Auburn for a little while, then off to New York, though. That's quite a lifestyle change.
Yeah, quite a lifestyle change. Just felt like I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, wasn't sure what I wanted to get out of school, and I knew that if I was going to pay for it, I should figure it out real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to New York, and a few years into living there, when I was ready to go back to school, I started competing in the Miss America organization again, and lo and behold, here I am.
Now, I've watched Seinfeld before, how they sort of prepped that Miss Rhode Island in that episode when they got the questions answered. But how do you kind of prepare for questions? And I know that was something that really helped you out win the crown.
I think that as a participant in the Miss America organization, they're just really encouraging all of us to be kind of as well-rounded as we can possibly be. And that means that physically, emotionally, you know, mentally, all of those things. And so we prepared for weeks on end, and you just have to make sure that you're up on what's going on in the world and that you have an opinion on it. And that's really all that they can ask you to do, is just be able to relay your opinion. And so I'm pretty good at that. I've been very opinionated my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't too difficult.
Now, where would you like kind of permanent home to be? You like New York? You like to move back to the South eventually?
I think I have a few more years left in me in New York.
Yeah.
And then who knows where I land. I've actually really decided in the past couple of months, I've been to D.C. quite a few times, and I really, really like it there. So I could see myself kind of maybe settling in and around that area. It's got a little bit of the South,
yeah,
a little bit of the North. You know, there's the city, and then you can still have a house and a yard. It's great.
Yeah. I always come back home to Opelika, too.
I could always come back home to Opelika.
Well, it's always will be home, so you can always
it
come
always
back anytime.
It always will be home, and I will always be here. As long as my parents are here, it will be home.
That's right. That's right. Well, Senator, I know you got Tom Whiteley with us in studio. I know you've got a little something from the Qantas Club.
That's right. We have a Qantas bell for Mallory here.
Oh,
wow.
You
can ring that whenever you want somebody in the Miss America folks to bring you something.
Karen, my tour manager, is in here. I don't know if she'll really appreciate that. Karen? I'm just kidding.
Well, tell,
thank you. Thank you.
Well, tell us today. I know it's a busy day. You're going to be all around town today, right?
I am. Starting out here this morning, then I have a breakfast with City Council right after this. And at 1 o'clock, I'm doing a luncheon over at Niffer's on the Tracks. And then at 3 o'clock, it's actually open to the public. I'll be at the Sportsplex. So if anyone wants to, you know, bring their kids and come say hi, we're doing a meet and greet and some sign photos and take pictures. And then at 6:30 tonight, we'll be at the Opelika Marriott at Grand National. Tickets are still available at the door if you want to come, and it's going to be fun. There's, you know, live music, and there'll be past hors d'oeuvres, so it's going to be a good time.
I bet it'll be something neat when you go back to your high school reunion here in a few. What have y'all been doing? Well, I don't know. Well, I've got Miss America, you know, I've been touring around the country.
Well, I think that the great thing about the internet and our social media age is everybody probably already knows,
yeah,
that I went to high school with.
Still
so
good to put it out there, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Well.
Well, Mallory Hagan, we appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy schedule for you, and after your tour around Opelika today and the meet and greets and all that stuff, what's next for you?
Well, this weekend's going to be really busy and quite riveting. I'm going to be promoting our Miss America by Catalina line. So I'll actually be in Long Island straight away on Friday. I have two Walmart pit stops to make. That's where Catalina is being sold. And then I'm right back down to Arkansas. And then I spend a few days in Nashville meeting Prince Edward for the Duke of Edinburgh. So
wow,
got some really fun stuff coming up.
Yeah, some life-changing stuff for you.
Yes, life-changing.
All right, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you for taking time out.
Thank you.
Mallory Hagan, it is Miss America with us here in studio. We'll return back with more Qantas on the air day coming up.
Don't miss the